Democrats scramble to replace Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow after retirement announcement. By Jacob Bliss on January 6, 2023. Democrats are quickly trying to find a replacement to run for Michigan's United States Senate seat in 2024 after Senator Debbie Stabenow announced she will not seek re-election, making way for a crop of new political leaders. Speculation on who would run for the seat on the Democrat side quickly ramped up shortly after Stabenow's announcement. Those familiar with Reps. Elissa Slotkin and Debbie Dingell told Politico that the pair might be looking into running. Other sources told the publication that Representative Haley Stevens could also be a possible contender. Slotkin and Stevens both went through tough re-elections last November. Slotkin has been rumored to be a possible replacement for some time while others have waited for a chance to run for higher office without running against an incumbent. Stabenow, a member of Senate Democrat leadership, announced her decision Thursday morning, saying she wants to clear the way for a crop of new political leaders. She explained in a lengthy statement that after being first elected a part of her own new generation in 1974 at age 24, she wants to make room for a newer one. Dingell, who is one of Michigan's more high-profile politicians and represents Michigan's 6th congressional district, told Politico that she was stunned by the announcement after Stabenow told her months ago Stabenow was running. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who just won re-election, and Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, who splits his time between Washington, D.C., and Michigan, quickly announced they both will not be running for the seat. Of course, Politico noted the list of Democrats who would not run also includes former Representative Andy Levin, whose spokesperson said he will not run, and Representative Dan Kildee, whose spokesperson also confirmed he has no plans to run. However, there are still many Democrats who could run at the state level, including Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and Attorney General Dana Nessel. Ultimately, though, the senator's announcement leaves Michigan in play during the 2024 election cycle, which includes a presidential election, after President Joe Biden only won with roughly 50.5% in the 2020 presidential election. Not having an incumbent Democrat senator in Michigan could end up helping the Republicans' chances across the state, while a GOP candidate for Senate and president would be at the top of the ticket. With only a slim 51-seat majority, the Democrats' Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC, the Senate Democrats' campaign arm, will not only have to try to keep the 51-seat majority, but do so while spending millions to protect vulnerable Democrat senators and potentially Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Iowa's. In the next election cycle, 23 of the 33 Senate seats up for re-election are currently held by Democrats or left-leaning independents, and former President Donald Trump won 6 of the states by double digits in at least one of his presidential elections. This also all comes as Breitbart News reported on Thursday that the 118th Congress started with the Senate Democrats appearing to have not yet named anyone to lead the campaign committee charged with keeping and expanding the party's majority in the upper chamber as members start to announce retirement and a 2024 map favoring Republicans looms. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.